Mix 94.7 KMCH on a Monday morning. This is the 10th day of October 2022. You know, we are in the middle of co-op month, and I'm about to learn something new. Christy, though, you this is not new for you, Christy Remley. You celebrate this all year long, but especially this month, right?
We do. So October is recognized as National Cooperative Month, as you mentioned, Justin. Thanks for having me here today to talk about that. In fact, Governor Kim Reynolds recently signed a proclamation declaring October as co-op month in Iowa as well. So nearly one in two Iowans is a member of a cooperative, including credit unions, electric distribution co-ops like Maquoketa Valley, and ag services co-ops as well.
So tell me a little bit about Maquoketa Valley Electric Cooperative. Like, who's made up by, what all you do and all that stuff?
Yes. So as a cooperative, we are built by the community for the community that we serve. So way back when, farmers banded together to bring electricity to rural areas when no one else would. And so now electric co-ops are doing just that. And sometimes in cases like Maquoketa Valley, we are coming together to bring in fiber internet to meet current day needs as well.
Yeah, so that technology has changed since, you know what, 1935, I think, is when you go back to. And you're now year two for you. This is new for both of us, because I'm new doing this. This is your second appearance, right?
Yes.
But what has changed from 1935 to here we are, heading into 20 and 23. You mentioned the fiber optics, and that's got to be a big piece of it, too.
It is a large piece of it. Well, technology has obviously certainly changed, but I guess, you know, at the core of it, what has remained the same is our mission, you know, to provide safe, reliable, affordable electricity to our members. Mm-hmm. We serve nearly 14,000 members, Maquoketa Valley does, in nine eastern Iowa counties. And, you know, through our power supplier, SIPCO, we have access to a broad energy portfolio, which is important in today's times, you know, including coal and natural gas, which remains critical for reliability. And then we've also, SIPCO steadily added cost-effective wind and solar resources to its power supply mix as well to continue to serve our members, you know, today and into the future.
So let me ask you this, Christy. I can't just call up and say, hey, I want you to run a line to my house. It's got to be a location-based sort of thing.
Right.
How do people join and how do they kind of become a part of it?
Well, it depends on where you live. You have, you know, it's heavily, electricity is regulated by the Iowa Utilities Board. So you are served by the utility that serves your geographic location for electricity. And fiber internet, though, is a little bit different. You know, we basically in 2016, Maquoketa Valley invested in smart grid technology, which not only improved the reliability of our electric grid, it then created the opportunity for Maquoketa Valley to offer our members fiber internet. So internet is a little bit different. So we can provide fiber internet to the members who are on our electric lines. But then in some cases, we've also expanded into communities adjacent to those lines too that aren't currently served by a high speed internet provider.
Okay, gotcha. And that's important too, with especially rural Iowa. You have all these farmers that are using more smart tractors and combines. I'm assuming that's really taken precedence for you guys too.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, members, you know, have, you know, high demands, you know, for their high speed and connections as well. And so we have to help them maintain that connection.
Absolutely.
As best we can.
Christy Remley with us here. Co-op month with the Maquoketa Valley Rural Electric Cooperative. Is it Maquoketa Valley Electric Cooperative or Rural Electric Cooperative? How many letters do you get in one business
it's
card?
It's just MVE. Easy. So Maquoketa Valley Electric Cooperative.
Gotcha. Otherwise, that'd be a long business card.
It would be. It's already long enough.
We'll talk a little bit about the benefits of being a co-op here. Actually, let's just jump into that. As you're a member of that, as you're somebody who's provided power and internet, what are some of the benefits and kind of the positives you get of being a part of that experience?
Right. Well, you hit on a key word there, member. So with a cooperative, you are a member, not a customer. So you own a piece of the business that you get services from. So we are not-for-profit, and the profits are returned back to our members, not investors. We're owned by those we serve, as I mentioned. We're locally owned and governed with a mission to improve the quality of life for our member owners and the communities that we serve. So we keep that, you know, top of mind. All cooperatives are guided by seven cooperative principles, which is a key reason why electric cooperatives operate differently from other electric utilities. We always put the needs of our members first.
Absolutely. Well, speaking of members, it's a busy time of year for a lot of our farmers out there.
Absolutely.
And you've got some safety tips for us in this busy time of year.
So thank you for having me to not only talk about cooperatives and celebrate all that that means, but I also wanted to provide some safety tip reminders for this fall as folks are out in the fields for harvest and also heading into the fields as these hunting seasons begin too. So make sure, you know, as you have a farm operation that you're educating everyone that potential electric hazards can include both direct and indirect contact with overhead power power lines or poles. Indirect contact can be just coming too close to a power line or pole, which can cause electricity to arc and jump. Make sure, we like to recommend that our farmer friends and members start every workday with a safety meeting. Discuss all operations for the day, go over power line and pole locations, emphasize safety above speed to everyone on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also encourage drivers and operators to position grain augers in their lowest position or to lower truck bed boxes before moving them.
Okay.
Make sure that you're especially cautious of any overhead lines when using augers in the field to load trucks on the road.
Gotcha.
Encourage folding and unfolding to be done well into the field, not at the field's edge, which could have power lines running next to it.
Mm-hmm.
And be aware of those power line locations in the proximity of grain bins as well. Always unload and load on the side without a power line. Contact your electric co-op or your utility with any questions about grain bin power line clearance. For hunters out there, please don't shoot at or near power lines or fiber lines, which, I mean, seems like a silly request.
kind of no-brainer.
It happens all the time.
Oh, I bet it does.
It does. So, and never place your deer stands on a utility pole.
Can I ask you, with the pull you have, because I know you're high up there, you've got the governor's phone number on speed dial, what do we have to do to bring back Louie the lightning bug?
Oh, he's here.
Remember Louie? Do you guys still work with him?
Louie's in my office right now. You can.
He just made
an appearance at Camp Courageous a few weeks ago.
Of the catchiest jingles. As a kid, I could still recite most all of them for you right now.
Well, I can give you a little sneak peek. Anamosa has a lighted parade right before the holidays. Louie may be making an appearance during that lighted parade.
Will you come back? Will you bring him with us?
Absolutely.
Well, okay, I want his autograph. That was one of my heroes growing up. Was
all right.
Louie the Lightning.
He might even give you a high five.
Oh, that's awesome. More importantly, of course, we're joking around. This is serious stuff, though. Christy, if anybody has questions or anything about Co-op Month, safety tips, who do you recommend they get a hold of?
You can go to Maquoketa Valley's website, mvec.coop, so mvec.coop, to get any questions answered that you need, and just reach out to us at any time with any questions or concerns.
Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thanks so much for having
me. See, now this is old hat for you now. You're going to be doing this all the time
Right. I'll be making the tour.
There you go. It is Cooperative Month, Co-op Month here, and we're proud to celebrate it at Mix 94.7 KMCH.